Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Henry Kissinger is dead at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his Connecticut home. Dave Collins has more on his life.
Kissinger served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. That ceasefire didn't hold, and the Vietnam War ended 2 years later with the fall of Saigon.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas was extended for a seventh day today, minutes before it was set to expire. Both Israel and Hamas also confirmed the extension of the truce. The talks for the release of more hostages will continue, as will the preparations on both sides for the next stage of war. In a televised face-off this week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a red versus blue showdown.
The 90-minute special provides an opportunity for each governor to present their distinct ideologies on a national platform. Moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity, the debate will cover crucial issues such as the economy, inflation, abortion, gun control, immigration, and homelessness. The political heavyweight matchup will unfold on the debate stage in Alpharetta, Georgia, airing on the Fox News channel at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
The NYPD making a handful of arrests last night, several blocks from the annual tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Center. Those arrests were made after a crowd of several hundred pro-Palestinian demonstrators unfurled a large flag and tried to push their way through a police barricade. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's official. The 2023 Atlantic hurricane season ends today, finishing up what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is calling an above normal season. The 20 named storms ranks as the fourth highest since 1950. 6 in 10 U.S. drivers admit to unsafe behaviors behind the wheel. That's according to a new survey out this week from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Surveys. What are dangerous behaviors? Well, they include speeding, texting while driving, running red lights, generally aggressive driving, and driving while impaired. Kraft's new mac and cheese is ditching the cheese and going vegan. For the first time ever, the household staple is going plant-based with a new version of the boxed favorite that contains a dairy-free alternative to its signature cheese. It's called Kraft Not Mac and Cheese and will soon roll out on grocery store shelves in two flavors, original and white cheddar with shells, each one priced at $3.49 a box. Google Google's former CEO says artificial intelligence could endanger humanity within the decade, comparing it to the development of nuclear weapons at the end of World War II. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. It's also good to have the best-selling author, media and legal analyst, the one and only James Herson. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Well, like you, thankful. I mean, this is Thanksgiving week. We're excited about this time, although it may seem bleak. But this is a time, you know, when things are tough, James. It's a little bit more difficult to be thankful, to control our emotions and our focus. You know, it's a good exercise, I believe. We were having this discussion early that, and when I say an exercise of value, not only for you, for the entire family, to look at the things that we have great, you know, have to be grateful for, and to make sure that we're looking at the glass that's half full and not half empty, right?
No, I mean, you can't go through life just being pessimistic. You know, that we're thankful. You mentioned family. We're so thankful for our families, for our friends, for, you know, the gift of faith, for the faithful principles that our country was based on, for amazing, courageous people that we witness every single day who are willing to take stands, even sometimes at their own personal risk. And I'm not just talking about military and first responders. I'm talking about people who are criticizing those in power. People that are able to take the risks in at a time when we know that people are persecuted for speaking the truth. And so we're thankful for so many things. You know, and also we've had some miracles. I know that some people, you know, he's taking heat for certain things. But this guy who's now Speaker of the House, Mike
exactly.
Johnson, is a walking miracle. And you look at the difference. You know, the example is the January 6th tapes, which he, how long has he been in? He's been in as a speaker for less than a month, and he released them all. And they're very, very powerful, and they're going to have an effect on the appeals of the defendants in those cases. I think, you know, his budget was a kind of a mixed bag, his CR, but he put a short deadline on it. A lot of people don't realize, I mean, a significant portion of the budget, you know, was extended temporarily, expires January 19th. That's like just a few weeks away. So his goal is to break up. There's 12 appropriations bills. He wants to break them up into single bills. That's what Matt Gaetz was striving for. So we don't have that dreaded monster they call the omnibus.
Exactly.
And American people
it is a bus of misappropriations and a waste of taxpayers' money. Every time we see the omnibus coming, it's not a good thing, right?
No, that's right. And the American people are sick and getting run over by the omnibus, which results in these tens of trillions of dollars in debt that can't be paid for just man of principle, a man of God, and that's one of the reasons he's being attacked so deeply. And I have a, I have an interesting piece, Bill. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to see it, but it's about a phenomenon that's going on. I mean, we've seen this phenomenon in Hollywood where they reach back and they have no creativity, so they're doing their half of their product.
Yes, right.
70% of their product is reboots, sequels, redos.
Is it that high now, James? 70%? Is that what it is now?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, it's just...
I mean, it's quite obvious. There's no doubt about it. I mean, either you get reboots or you get, a series spinoffs you wonder. And, of course, with the writer strike that went on, which they're recovering, it's going to take them a bit to, get their momentum back, right?
Oh, that's right. And look, like Top Gun was a good one, but it was like 3 decades after the original. So, what's interesting is it's old TV shows being brought back. There's like a whole bunch of them, and two in particular that are happening right now. Mm-hmm. Frasier was brought back with almost the same cast. That's already going, and it's a hit on Peacock. And Monk is being brought back as in the form of a TV movie that hasn't premiered yet. It premieres next month. But it's just part of this phenomenon. You know, there's all these cable channels and streaming channels dedicated to classic television. When you add them all up, they have a massive audience. So I know that some people think, well, that's those boomers. The boomers want to say Leave It to Beaver because they remember black and white TV. But it's not just the boomers. It's families.
Yes.
It's young people. I can't tell you how many I interact with young people all the time. And Gen Zers are loving, for example, they love the Twilight Zone. They love the Twilight Zone marathons. They love Father Knows Best. They love all these, like, really old. They love the Westerns.
Gunsmoke, all those, Bonanza.
So what is it about these old shows and that are just so exciting to these people? Well, you reach back in time, you find values.
Exactly,
you find
family values.
Kind of value, like the kind of value that essentially binds a society together. And some of the values just are missing in modern entertainment fare. Things like courage, honesty, integrity, loyalty. I mean, you think about the old Westerns. I mean, all over the old Westerns.
Yeah.
But even the sitcoms, even Monk, show, has those, even though it isn't that old, it has these special values. And people, because we're in these weird times that we live in, they're searching for them. Mm-hmm. Thank God those shows are still around.
And I think that's typical, James. When people, organizations, when they've lost their way, what do? They instinctively, they reverse course. They go back and remember. Even though you've got, Gen Zers, they know something's missing, and then, maybe they're, tripping through the, the TV program guide, and they come across an old movie or whatever, and they check it out, and next thing you know, they're binging these old movies and these old series for the exact reason that you're talking about, because it feels something within their spirit that's missing in the culture right now that they're not getting from school, their peer group, and maybe sadly at home, because as we talked about when we opened up, is that things have been a little rough, and sometimes what happens at home, we kind of set the temperament, and it's up to us to do something different to give our young kids some hope and to come back and fight another day for the values of which, you know, that made this country so great. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from James Hurston on the other side. Stay with us.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
After the top of the hour, James Hurston continues with us as promised. Good to have you with us. And, you know, we were just talking about the treasure chest of values, this new column that James has written in the TV of old, and how people are starting to gravitate to some of these old sitcoms and old movies, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, when I talked about the remakes, I mean, they had to go back to Full House and bring a reunion and call it Fuller House. They had to remake Gilmore Girls. We all know the saga of Roseanne why the Brady Bunch? Brady Bunch is still in syndication on various networks. That was a combination family. We never really knew whether the parents were divorced or widowed or what happened, but this big combination family, and in a very, admittedly, a very syrupy kind of way. Mm-hmm. That's what the movie kind of even made fun of it a little bit. But there's something people are longing for: family relationships.
Exactly.
For a cohesive household. And one where there's a real mother and father who actually teach their children values, which was part of that show, part of Leave It to Beaver, mm-hmm. part of, you know, Father Knows Best, Ozzie and Harriet.
Andy Griffith show, you know, with Opie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some of the best moral teachings I think you can ever watch is watching some Andy Griffith interaction with Aunt Bee and Opie and that. I mean, some really great stuff. And of course, Andy and Opie, too. I mean, just some great, you know, as you say, great stories there.
Yeah, and the way Aunt Bee sort of acted as a maternal figure in the household, that Andy was a clear example of a good father with a kind of a deep understanding, even when Opie, you know, made his mistakes, the way he would point it out to him. It was just very, very special. And of course, toxic masculinity was present, of course. I say that in jest, because
yes.
Real masculinity was present. Andy Griffith, no matter what he was a masculine guy. Isn't it weird that the actors who involved in that show, Andy Griffith, God rest his soul, became a crazy leftist. Ronnie Howard became a crazy leftist. And that's just Hollywood. You know, Hollywood is a crazy place. That's why they can't produce decent product hardly at all anymore. It's a rarity that a Top Gun Maverick comes along. And that's why they're... Mm-hmm.
Usually things like that got to come... And some of those things, though, James... Yeah, exactly. And some of those ideas, like you talk about, that's why they have to come outside of Hollywood. Because Hollywood is... They're in a bubble. And they're all going to these parties, and they got themselves convinced this is the way it's supposed to be. And, you know, the dirtier you make it, the more dangerous and the more death and blood flying around. You know, I remember the early days of Martin Scorsese. It was just all about blood and guts and body parts flying all over the screen, right?
Oh, yeah, ridiculous. No, and that sometimes is a crutch. It's just like comedians that use profanity.
Exactly.
The crutch for bad writing or bad editing is to have these overly violent films. But Hollywood celebrates that stuff as edgy. But it turns out, you know, I mean, Alfred Hitchcock proved that you don't have to have an overt focus on blood and guts to scare the heck out of people, you know,
right.
Because he knew how to get into the mind of the audience and hold them in suspense. And so, yeah, it's a fascinating thing, but it's a thing, you know, here's these things, you know, Me TV, Cozy TV, Up TV, TV Land, there's all these Encore classics. There's so many of them, it's hard to believe. And then, of course, a lot of them are up on YouTube. They're up on streaming channels like Pluto and Tubi. And I'm talking about, you don't have to reach back that far, you know?
Right.
The point where it's got Jennifer Aniston from Friends speaking out, because Friends as a show has been under assault by the woke mob. Friends as a show, I mean, Friends as a show is not perfectly family friendly.
Not at all. No.
Friends, they criticize them for not being diverse. They have a lot of.
What do you mean? They were exchanging bedrooms all the time. How diverse do you want to get?
Yeah, right. They were doing that, but Joey and Chandler would very routinely make jokes like Robin Williams did about homosexuality, which were funny. They used to be funny. In today's world, no one is allowed to joke about any class that's being protected because everything is based on this power analysis. Are you oppressed or are you an oppressor?
Right.
If you're an oppressor,
exactly.
Then we have to discriminate against you. If you're oppressed, then you can go out and commit crimes and don't say anything. And that, affected the way people in this country have viewed the Middle East situation because the leftists have branded the Palestinians as the oppressed. And therefore, you see BLM and Antifa and the random ops and the Soros paid people out protesting and marching for Hamas.
Yeah.
It's shocked people.
Exactly. And that justifies Hamas raping, pillaging, killing, and doing, you know, the horrific terroristic acts that they did on innocents on October the 7th. And it's amazing to me, James, how quick, in the name of this fascism, that they're willing to, you know, forget and deny, just like they deny the Holocaust, right? So this is the latest thing for them to deny that this even occurred. Well, you know, do you think that this is just happening? I mean, you think Israel's response is just crazy? That you know, they just have nothing better to do, so they decided to send all their war ships and tanks and turn the Gaza into a parking lot? You really believe that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a real strange thing to behold, although it's divided up the left. It's divided up the leftist media, the liberals, because of the fact that people that are Jewish just are appalled. They can't believe what's happening on the college campuses, because apparently a lot of these folks have been sleeping. And, you know, in other words, there's people now who say, you know, they're billionaires, I won't fund Harvard. Well, you know, Harvard has been preaching racism, preaching hatred in the form of transsexualism.
Right. Exactly. And anti-Semitism almost specifically. Yeah, exactly. And so this is what it took. Well, you know, and I think that this could set establish a model in which, you know, people are realizing this is how you can respond to evil. Is don't participate in it. Take a step, giant step back away from it, Mother May I, and don't be a part of it anymore. 30 seconds left, James. I'm going to let you summarize and take us out.
Well, in summary is that these values that we were talking about, and we are so thankful for, the values of integrity, honesty, courage, of family bonds, of friend bonds, of loyalty.
Well, very well said. We'll leave it there. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. You take care.
Oh, blessed Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. Henry Kissinger dead at the age of 100, the former diplomat and political scientist passing away at his home in Connecticut. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas extended for a seventh day today, minutes before it was set to expire, both Israel and Hamas confirming the extension of that truce. In a televised face-off this week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a red versus blue showdown. That matchup happening tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Fox News Channel. The NYPD made a handful of arrests last night of pro-Palestinian demonstrators several blocks from the annual tree lighting ceremony in Rockefeller Center. Corey Myers, USA News.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
You know, it was asked of Jesus, you know, when these things, you know, happen, when will that final time come? And Jesus, you know, admitted, says, I don't even know. Only the Father knows, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And the fact that he loves people so much that there are those, I mean, I have people in my life who are far from God, who are atheists, who are skeptics, who are members of, you know, other religions. And I thank God that he has not come back yet. Because then it's too late for them. But there's still hope that he's going to wait until some of them are going to bend their knee, receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and come into the kingdom of God.
Well, it really keeps the pressure on those of us who are praying for them.
Yes.
Right? Because we don't want them to end up in eternal damnation.
Yes.
So that also, draws us, closer to God and keeps us accountable, right?
It does. And, you know, one of the interesting things is as you read the account of the crucifixion in the original Greek in which it was written, one of the things you notice is that the imperfect tense of the Greek suggests that Jesus didn't just say it once, but he kept repeating it all through the torture of the crucifixion. He kept praying it, Father, forgive them, Father, forgive them, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So Jesus' prayers for spiritually lost people continued right up until his final gasps on the cross. And as British pastor John Stott said, in light of that, how can we justify not praying consistently and fervently and expectantly for spiritually lost people in our lives?
Amen. We're talking with Lee Strobel. His new book is God Real? Exploring the Ultimate Question of Life. We addressed one of those. Another one is, why is God so hidden, Lee?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this has become the number two objection to the existence of God. You know, the number one objection is, if there's God, why would there be suffering? And then other people say, if God is real and he wants to have a relationship with us, why is he so hidden? Why is he hard to find? And it's a legitimate question. In fact, it was popularized in 2020 when John Steingard, who was the lead singer of a Christian rock group called Hawk Nelson, famously walked away from the faith because he said God is hidden and therefore he doesn't exist. So it's become a popular objection. I think part of the answer is I interviewed a scholar on this area, and he was an aspiring baseball player in his early days. And he said, I liken the answer to the game of baseball. In baseball, you have a pitcher and you have a catcher. Mm-hmm. And he said, the pitcher represents Jesus and the catcher represents us. So he says, where does this hiddenness problem really lie? Does it lie with the pitcher or with the catcher? And he says, biblically, we learn that it really lies with the catcher. It lies with us. Because Romans 1, verse 20 says, God has made himself sufficiently known from creation. The evidence is there in creation for us to know that he exists. So much so, it says, that we are without excuse. And yet, what do? We suppress that knowledge. In fact, the Greek imagery there of suppressing the knowledge of God is that when the awareness of God begins to rise in us, we push it down like a pedal. And then when it rises again in us, we push it down again. We push it down again. So for various reasons, often we don't want to know God. We don't want there to be a God because we want to be God in our universe, so to speak. And there are a lot of even psychological reasons why people fend off God, and reasons because they want to continue in their sin, or they want God to come to them on their terms, not to him on his terms. And so really the problem is basically with us. And then if you think about this, think about the times in history where God made himself so obvious that you just couldn't ignore it. For instance, when he was leading the Israelites through the desert, or when he parted the Red Sea, his deeds were so obvious. And yet what happened? Did Israel then say, oh, my goodness, God is real, let's follow him? No, that Israel fell into apostasy again.
Exactly.
So who's to think that if God were to write in the sky, hey, guys, gals, I'm here, that we would all enter into a relationship with him? No, I mean, our tendency is to fall back into sin and fall back into apostasy. In fact, God's goal is not that we come to believe that he exists. No, his goal is that we would enter into a relationship with him, that we would receive his gift of grace, that we would become born again, that we would enter into the kingdom of God, spend eternity with him. So it's not just a matter of knowing that he's there. There's a lot to that question, and the person I interviewed, Kenneth Samples, I think does a good job in that chapter of bringing all the pieces of that together in a satisfactory way.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Lee, you know, for me, I wake up each day, I look out, I see the skies here in Florida. We got geckos and lizards walking all over the place.
You got geckos everywhere in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look at it. They can be in, you know, as the Bible says, they reside in the castles of kings. They handle Florida. It's not a problem. But, you know, it just blows me away. I mean, God's handiwork, as the Bible says, is right before you. How do you deny that? I'm in awe. And to your point, In establishing and developing that relationship, you become more in awe. It's like when you first met your wife, you thought, wow, you know, this is a nice person. And as time went on and as experiences you've developed together, your love for her just grows deeper and deeper.
That's a great example. I love that, Bill. I love that illustration. That's a great example of how because we just had our 51st anniversary, and our love is deeper and stronger today than ever. And you're right. My relationship with God continues to grow deeper and more robust and profound and resilient over the years as I continue to relate to him personally.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, you mentioned the passion. You know, when the veil was torn, and we go direct to God. I mean, that's just hugely significant.
Yes.
It blows me away that with all the things, because nothing happens in God's sphere of who he is that happens by accident.
Yeah.
Everything is for a purpose under the sun, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, he created us as rational creatures because God is rational.
And we're also told that we don't have because we don't ask, right?
Yes, that's right.
It's not that simple. The other thing, too, Lee, when I'm hearing you talk about this, I had a dear friend of mine, and he had special insight in dealing with people in his organization. And what he could discern was that people had this self-evaluation that reduced their significance. They felt unworthy.
Yes.
And it's amazing to realize how predominant that sense of unworthiness is intertwined in humanity, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about this. Our self-esteem is based on who the most important person is in your life, mm-hmm. and what you think he thinks about you. So who's the most important person in your life? Is it your father? Is it your boss at work? Is it your best friend? Is it your spouse? Whoever the most important person in your life is, whatever you think they think about you determines what your self-esteem is. Well, if the most important person in your life is God, we know what he thinks about you. He loves you. He created you. He wants to be in a relationship with you for eternity. And so you talk about something that turns around your self-esteem and your self-image. If the most important person in your life is God, you know what he thinks about you. You don't have to wonder about if it's your boss at work or something. If that's the most important person in your life and you think that he thinks you're a half-wit, you're gonna have a poor self-esteem.
When you think about it, Lee, he's so committed. He sent his son to bring you back home.
Yeah. It's mind blowing. And, you know, for Jesus to undergo the torture of the cross, I mean, in my book, The Case for Christ, I interview a medical doctor about what actually happens to the human body during the crucifixion. And it's horrendous. In fact, the word crucifixion comes from the Latin. It means out of the cross. They had to invent a new word to describe the torture of the cross. And so why would he willingly did that. Yeah. He didn't have to. He could have come down from the cross at any time, and yet he didn't. Why? Because he loves us. Because through his death on the cross, as our substitute, he was paying the sin for the sins that we've committed. He was paying the penalty we deserve for the exactly. sins that we've committed, so that he could offer forgiveness and eternal life as a free gift of his grace.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Just like English uses a 26-letter alphabet, God has used a 4-letter chemical alphabet to spell out the instructions for how we are to be constructed. In fact, get this, there are more words inside every cell in your body than we find in 200 years of the Sunday New York Times. More words than the Encyclopedia Britannica in every cell in your body. Where does information come from? Whenever you see information, whether it's a computer code, whether it's a book, whether it's a painting on a cave wall, there is always, always, always an intelligence behind it.
Exactly.
And so, you know, nature can't produce information. It can produce patterns. So if you, like I live in a lot of my life down with, near my grandkids in Texas. Mm-hmm. And if I go down to the Gulf of Mexico on an early morning and the sand is wet and I see ripple marks in the sand, I could say, well, nature made those ripple marks. The waves made those ripple marks because nature can create patterns. Right. But if I go down that beach and in the sand, I see John loves Mary with an arrow, with a heart around it and an arrow through it, I would not say, oh, the waves created that. Why? Because nature cannot produce information. It always comes from an intelligence. Where does the information inside every cell in our body come from? I believe it comes from a divine creator.
Right. In the book, Is God Real? You addressed, you know, we touched on Easter.
Yes.
And it shows that Jesus is God.
Yes. Exactly, because Jesus made transcendent messianic and divine claims about himself. He claimed to be the Son of God. In fact, in John 10, verse 30, he gets up before a group and he says, I and the Father are one. And the Greek word there for one is not masculine, it's neuter, which means Jesus was not saying I and the Father are the same person. He was saying I and the Father are the same thing. We're one in nature. We're one in essence. And the audience understood what he was saying because they picked up stones to kill him. He said, you're just a man and you're claiming to be God.
Exactly.
So Jesus claimed to be God, but Bill, you could claim to be God. I could, anybody could claim to be God. But if Jesus claimed to be God, died, and then 3 days later rose from the dead, that's pretty good evidence he's telling the truth.
Exactly.
So the evidence, you know, the Apostle Paul said, you know, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You're still in your sins. In other words, this is the ball game. And so I interviewed in this book Dr. Michael Lacona, one of the great resurrection scholars in the world with a PhD from Pretoria in South Africa. And he builds a case for the resurrection of Jesus that I believe is clear and compelling and tells us without doubt that Jesus not only claimed to be the Son of God, he backed up that claim by returning from the dead.
And then look at all the witnesses that could testify.
Yes.
Right.
You know, what's interesting, we have hundreds of witnesses to the resurrected Jesus. But what's interesting to me is, you know, when we look at ancient history and we say, what are some facts about ancient history that we believe are true? Most of the time, those facts that we believe about ancient history are based on one source of information or two sources of information. And yet for the conviction of the disciples that they encountered the resurrected Jesus, we have no fewer than 9 ancient sources inside and outside the New Testament, confirming and corroborating the conviction of the disciples that they encountered the risen Jesus. That is an avalanche of historical data. And by the way, these eyewitness accounts, they don't come 100 years later, when legend could develop, we have a report of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, including named eyewitnesses and groups of eyewitnesses that has been dated back by scholars to within months of his death, within months, far too quick to write it off as a legend.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then you had, you know, hundreds of his disciples. He appeared to his apostles. We had, you know, the women who, interestingly enough, of all people, who would be the first of the genders, if you could put it that way, that would acknowledge that Jesus was no longer in the tomb.
This is very significant because in the ancient world, the testimony of women was not generally considered to be reliable. They were not generally allowed to be testify in courts of law. They weren't considered to be credible sources of information. And so if the gospel writers were going to invent the story of the empty tomb, if they were going to make it up, they would say, well, John discovered the tomb empty. Peter discovered the tomb empty. Some man discovered the tomb empty. And yet, they say it was women that discovered the tomb empty. That hurt their own case. In fact, we have records in the second century of opponents of Christianity saying, well, you can't trust that because women discovered the tomb empty. You can't believe that. So it hurt their case. So why did they say that women discovered the tomb empty? Because that's what happened. And they were committed to reporting the truth and letting the chips fall where they may. And any historian will tell you, when a writer from ancient history includes an embarrassing fact, such as women discovering the tomb empty, they're probably telling the truth. Because why would you say that if it weren't true? It only hurts your case.
Exactly. Another chapter, you go into detail about experiencing God.
Yes. This is fascinating to me because I don't know about you, but, you know, I sense God's presence from time to time. I did have a prophetic dream as a child that came true about 20 years later. But I've never heard the voice of God. And yet there are credible people whose lives have been transformed because of personal experiences you had with God. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you one example. Evel Knievel. Evel Knievel was the famous motorcycle daredevil rider who would jump motorcycles over cars and trucks and canyons and fountains and stuff. He was a bad dude. Evel Knievel was a gambler. He was a womanizer. He was a drunk. He once beat up a business associate with a baseball bat and went to prison for it. He was a bad dude. But in his later years, he was standing on the beach in Florida and near Clearwater, I believe. And he said, God spoke to me on the inside. He said, I didn't hear the words. I felt the words. And God said to me, Robert, which was his real name, Robert, I've saved you more times than you'll ever know. Now you need to come to me through my son, Jesus. And he was rocked by that because he said, I don't even know who Jesus is. So he called the only Christian he knew, Frank Gifford, the former sports dad. And he said, Frank, I know you're a Christian. I've had this experience. Tell me who Jesus is. And Frank said, read the book, The Case for Christ. That'll explain it to you. So he got my book. He read it. Evel Knievel had the most radical born-again conversion of almost anybody I've ever encountered. 180-degree turn in his morality and his attitudes and his relationships. Everything was transformed. And when he was baptized, he told his story, and then he looked at people, and he said, have you met Jesus? Has he changed your life? And it was so sincere and so childlike and so coming from the heart that the pastor ripped up his sermon, and he said, y'all have heard the gospel. Amen. If you want to come up right now and receive Christ, be baptized right here with Evel Knievel, then I want you to get up and come forward. This church, by the way, had never had an altar call. And guess what happened? 700 people got up, came forward, received Christ, and were baptized at two services.
Can you imagine what went through the mind of the pastor when that happened?
Oh, my goodness. It was like Pentecost was breaking out. And then when Evel died about a year later, at his request, on his tombstone, it says, Robert Evel Knievel, believe in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So there's a guy who had an experience of God that is more profound than any experience I've ever had. And yet, because it's credible, because he had no reason to make that up, because he has no other way to explain this 180-degree turn in his life, it bolsters my faith to know that, you know what, God still speaks to people. He still does miraculous things in people's lives.
Well, and as you say, Lee, you know, that's one story, and a lot of people remember Evel Knievel. In fact, yeah. I had an opportunity to interview him when I was in Los Angeles radio.
And oh, great.
He was, you know, no doubt he was a character.
He was a character.
It was a fun interview. But, you know, for people who think, I'm not worthy, why should God worry about me? And then you hear the stories like this of Evel Knievel, and maybe it's somebody that they know personally and think that, you know, wow, there's no way there could be room in heaven right. for him, right?
Yep. You know, sometimes I think we give up praying on people because we think, you know what, they're never going to come to faith. And we kind of give up on them. I was doing a baptism service once at our church, and I was going to baptize a woman. There was a man with her, and I said, are you her husband? He said, yes, I am. I said, have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? And he said, no, I haven't, but I want to right now. So wow. I baptized the two of them together. And then afterwards, I'm coming down off the platform, and a woman throws her arms around my neck, and she's sobbing and crying. And all she could say is, 9 years, 9 years. I said, who are you? And what do you mean 9 years?
Right.
She said, that's my brother who you just led to the Lord and baptized. Oh, wow. I have been praying for that man for 9 long years. And for 9 years, I've seen not one glimmer of interest in God. But look what God did today. And my first thought was, there was a woman who was glad she didn't stop praying in year 8.
Exactly. Well, Lee, I cannot thank you enough. Congratulations on the book, Is God Real? Exploring the Ultimate Question of Life. As we wrap things up, I'm going to let you summarize what people should take from your book.
Yeah. I hope my book will deepen the faith of Christians. It will enrich your faith. It will give you an understanding of not just what you believe, but why you believe it. But even more than that, I hope it'll motivate Christians to reach out to people who are far from God. A family member, a wayward son, a colleague at work or somebody. And to, after you read this book, give it away to them.
Amen. Lee Strobel, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Take care. Lee Strobel, the investigative reporter, New York Times bestselling author. The book, Is God Real? Exploring the Ultimate Question of Life. Our thanks to Lee for coming on the show, and thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. For more information and how to be a part of this mighty movement to return to God, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could...